In our reading this morning, the background is that Jesus got into a boat on the Lake of Galilee or the Sea of Galilee. He did that so that he could address the large number of people who came to listen to him, the large crowds that was drawn to his appearance. And I think also acoustically, it would have been a very, very good place for him to be at. Because when he addressed the crowds, it would be quiet and peaceful for everyone to hear exactly each and every word Jesus spoke to them. Jesus told parables, which he later interpreted for the people to understand his message. We must remember that the people he was talking to were ordinary peasant people. People that did not have much learning, people who could not write, people that lived like farmers, or people that was hard workers, people who learned from experience. And that's why Jesus told parables. And I found it very, very good that Francis this morning described a parable as a picture painted with words. I think it's the best definition I have heard of what a parable is, because that's exactly what Jesus was trying to do. In our reading, he uses an example of something they knew of. He says there was a farmer who sowed his seed. Seed was often sown before the ground was plowed. So commonly, the seed would fell on different patches of land. In those days, the farmers could either cast the seed with their hands, like he did in our parable, or they could trickle from holes in a sack carried by an animal. And the path of the road is one of the many footpaths through the field. And much of the land in Palestine has only a thin layer of soil over the rock. So the sower would not be aware what was going on under the ground, because he did not plow it to see what lies beneath the ground. And obviously, there would have been weed or thorns. The Greek word acanthus can also mean a prickly plant, a thorn bush, a thistle, or a weed. I think what he tried to say is that this weed would grow faster than the actual crop. The weed, in the end, would choke this healthy plant. And I think, yes, the point is that this farmer did not see the roots of these weeds lying beneath the soil. But some seed did fell on good soil to produce a good crop. 30-fold, 60-fold, and even 100-fold are actually tremendously good harvest from Galilean soil. In those days, they did not yield this kind of crops. This would be possible maybe in the Jordan Valley, which yielded between 10 and 100-fold. But it would be a miraculous harvest for Galilee. And I guess the point is, what Jesus is making, that when it fell on good ground, this plant, this seed, really prospered. This seed really grew well. And then from verse 20 to 23, Jesus did what all the rabbis did in those days. They would tell their disciples or their learners or their students by means of parables what they just tried to say. And Jesus quotes from Isaiah 6 from verse 9 to 10 to make the point. In Isaiah's day, the people heard the prophet telling them exactly what God wants them to do. But they did not listen to Isaiah. They did not listen to God. They went on with their lives as if nothing has happened. It was obvious they did not hear God's message at all. And the same point Jesus is making. Every day, believers listens, but this listening doesn't entail a reaction. It does not lead to a change of heart and spirit. And he says, they are so blind to the consequences of their faith. Because if they have faith, they must live it. If they hear and truly listen to God's word, they will change. They will experience a change of person. Yes, there will be a change of heart, and they will be able to understand with their hearts. In those days, the heart was regarded as the seat of all affection. So Jesus says that anyone who truly believes and understands his message of salvation will have a loving heart. That is a fact. So these believers who truly see, listen, and hear what faith is all about will not only understand, but also inherit the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is saying with this parable, faith is about living the consequences of his redemption every moment of every day. It's not about only listening to the words of Jesus, but hearing the consequences of his sayings to our lives. Amen. The text verse for the sermon are verse 23. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. A theologian by the name of Karl Barth said that the Bible per se is not the word of God. It only becomes God's words in the lives of people, of believers, when it leads to action. When God's Spirit starts to change the way the believer speaks, think, and act. And I guess this is exactly the point Jesus was trying to make. No one can say that they are his followers, but do not live like his followers. No one can truly hear his words, but not heed to live it correctly in everyday life. No one can say that I have heard the words of Jesus, but it doesn't mean anything in their everyday lives. Because the kingdom of God belongs to those who hears and listens and really take action. To those who sees and understands the consequences of having faith. Of living this faith despite all the events. Despite all the struggles. Despite the hardship we face every day. Some believers can indeed hear the word of God, but not listen to it. Meaning, it goes into one ear and just leave the other ear with no deliberate change of heart. It is like an ordinary everyday story where a woman would come back from the village and tell her husband that she just returned from town and the roads are quite slippery and he must be careful on the road. And he, of course, would hear her but not listen at all. It then could mean that he would indeed forget what she said and find himself minutes later in a very challenging situation once his car starts sliding from the road. Can you imagine what he would say to her after this event? I think it's rather obvious. He would say, "Why did you not warn me?" And I think the same is true of our faith. We hear God's word telling us what to do, what to ignore, what to avoid, how to love, how to trust, and how to keep our faith alive. But sometimes we only hear it without listening at all, without any action or change of heart. If we are serious of our faith, if we are truly serious to follow Jesus Christ, we have to be committed to follow him wherever he wants us to go, despite all the hardship and the sacrifices. And it's important that we must keep our faith alive. And in order to keep our faith alive, we need to be open to God's Holy Spirit coming into our lives, changing us, leading to change, touching other people's lives, hearts and minds. To keep our faith alive, we need to trust God more. We need to be his hands and feet in all the places we find ourselves daily. To keep our faith alive, we need God. We need to allow God to work when we read our Bibles. We need not only to read our Bibles when we are weary and tired. We need to be alert when we read our Bibles, because we must remember what he tells us to do. It is so obvious to keep our faith alive. We just need to open our Bibles and read and wait for God to speak to us. We need to pray as often as we can. We need to stay in touch with God. And the only way we can stay in touch with God is to talk to him day in and day out, to be honest with him, telling him of all the things that worries us, the things that makes us anxious, the things that makes us to jump with joy. And a good way to remember is to tell his story of salvation over and over again, like the hymn we sang earlier. We need to tell the old, old story to everyone around us. We need to tell it to ourselves when we are anxious, when we feel alone, when we feel we have lost grip on this life, when we are scared, when we are ill. We need to tell this old, old story to others who feels weary, depressed, lonely, and ill. We need to tell it to people who find themselves in tricky and difficult situations. We need to tell it to our friends, to our family, to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We need to tell the old, old story of Jesus' love, of his glory, of his redemption. We need to tell the story over and over again so that people can remember the God whom we serve. Jesus promised Everyone that has faith, eternal life. When this life passes, those of faith will inherit a kingdom where they will be with God forever and ever. And all we need to do to inherit this kingdom, this magnificent promise, is only to hear and listen to the instructions that Jesus left us. All we need is that we will truly see the kingdom of God in all its glory whenever His light becomes our light in our darkness. When we are in a difficult position, when we find His loving hand guiding us, helping us to safety. So why would we not listen and pay attention to Jesus' words? Amen.